Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mr. Maestro, I don't know if my mind is right. I don't know if I'm in the right frame of mind for these picks. So I don't know. We might have to put like week seven in like an asterisk form.
Why is this? Because of your recovery from the Yankees game still?
Yes, or? My Yankee depression.
Now, come on now. You made these picks. Come on. You must have made these picks long before.
Not necessarily. I usually lock them in on Thursday.
Well, I know you did mention to me a day or two ago that you were concerned because you didn't love the matchups. And
now
and
the card has kind of grown on me a little bit. The more and more I think about it.
Okay, well, that's good.
I think I'm liking the card.
Good,
by the way, after 6 weeks of the year, you, Mike Fliegelman, and yours truly all over the 500 mark.
That's pretty good.
So that's pretty darn good. Let's keep that going.
I think we're separated by one game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. You and I are even at 17 and 13. Mm. Fleeg's the game back. He's right there at 16 and 14.
Anybody's race.
Anybody's race as we head into week seven. Without further ado, the week seven unlocks of the week.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
Let's get it. Five packs, super contest style like they do it out in Vegas. I'm going to roll. Game one, the Oakland Raiders. I can't believe I'm getting aboard the Oakland Raider train, but I've really liked what I've seen from them over the last few weeks. Think about the game they had in London against Chicago. Think about the game they had at Indianapolis, which is looking more and more like a really good win. I think they're going to give Green Bay a run for their money. Number one, I don't like the fact that Green Bay's receivers are all sorts of beat up. Number two, Green Bay got away with murder last week, basically winning that game against the Lions. And you guys know I'm a sucker for line movement. And think about the way this line has moved. Opened at 7. Now it's down to 5.5. I think the Raiders are a very live dog. I'm going to take the Oakland Raiders. Game number one. Game two. We head to Nashville, Tennessee, where the Titans have made a quarterback change. A welcome quarterback change, if you ask me, because I don't think Marcus Mariota's been particularly good. So in comes my old pal, a guy I've seen for a long, long time, Ryan Tannehill. And do I think Ryan Tannehill is going to be a savior for the Tennessee Titans? No. But what I think Ryan Tannehill will be able to do is give the Titans a much-needed jolt. A much-needed spark. I have not liked anything I've seen out of the L.A. Chargers. I know they're getting Russell Okung back. I don't care. I'm taking the Titans. You want to talk about line movement. This game opened at Pick'em. Now with 2.5. Money coming in and tickets coming in on the Chargers. The line goes the other way. Give me the Titans. Laying the 2.5 in game two. Game three. I like the Chicago Bears. And again, I feel like I'm doing my Super Bowl pick dirty because I keep picking against the Saints. I'm going to do it again here. Two reasons. One, Bears' bad performance in London. Coming off the bye, I expect a big effort. Second of all, Alvin Kamara beat up going into this game. 50-50 whether or not he's going to play. So I get another week at Teddy Bridgewater. I get an iffy Alvin Kamara, and I get a angry Bears team. I'm taking a team I haven't taken all year. I am taking a Chicago Bears laying the 3 in game 3. All right. 2 to go. I promised a local twang, a local feel. I don't do this very often because, listen, if I don't like the Giant and the Jet game, I ain't including that game in my record. Hell no. But I like these games this week. And let's just say, the local audience, I think he's going to like what I have to say. I love the Giants laying the 3 against the Arizona Cardinals. I think the spot is oozing Giants. It's oozing Giants because they got extra time to prepare. They're getting a little healthier. And the Arizona Cardinals are coming off back-to-back wins, and they're going back to the East Coast. And, oh, by the way, the Arizona defense is no great shakes. I think this is a get-right game for Danny Dimes. I think the Giant offense puts up points. They cover. They win. I'll lay the 3 points. Last but not least, I can't believe I'm doing this because it's usually a cardinal sin to pick against the New England Patriots. Well, guess what?
Wow.
I'm picking against the New England Patriots. I like the Jets to cover this number. Now, look, I'm not asking the Jets to win this game outright. I know some, including Ira from Staten Island, who texted me earlier in the day, who said he had a weird feeling the Jets was going to win. So that might be the kiss of death, me and Ira joining forces. And I think Beningo may have said the same things earlier in the week. So that might make things even worse. I'm not asking the Jets to win. I don't care if the Jets win. I need the Jets to cover. The line is at 9.5. I get the sense a New England team that, let's call it like it is, it's not looked like their dominant self over the last few weeks. I know they beat the Giants by 21. Misleading score. Return of Sam Darnold. Big Jet effort. Won't be a repeat of what we saw in week 3. I'll say this game ends up 28-20 New England, and Sam Darnold actually makes some plays. Harris, I'm taking your beloved Jets plus the 9.5.
Oh,
good,
boy.
Sir. Take it away.
Boy, oh, boy. All right. I'll start with one that we have in common, and like everything you said about this game, you basically took the words right out of my mouth. I also decided to go with the Titans.
Get on board.
I think this is one of those situations where the quarterback change will at least temporarily give the team a boost. The Chargers have really not looked good the last few weeks. So, yeah, Tennessee. I thought I had it at 2, but I'll go with your spread there. So, Titans minus 2.5, my first pick. And my other four picks all road underdogs, as a matter of fact. So, let's stick with the Dolphins topic for just a moment here.
You're going to do it?
A quarterback change.
Fitzmagic is back.
And there's going to be, let's face it, Ryan Fitzpatrick, there's always at least one game where the magic is there at the start of the season. It's early in the season. And I think this is going to be the week for Fitzpatrick, okay? He's going to have one of those, you know, 3 touchdown, maybe even, I won't say 4 touchdown, but he'll have a 3 touchdown pass game. But I like the Dolphins, plus 17
points. As I'm rooting against the Dolphins, not only do I have the Bills in the knockout, the tank for Tua is real. So it's a weird season, Harris. But you got the Dolphins plus 17.
To be honest, really, you know, it's probably going to be a low-scoring game. So I think that spread is just a little too high. So yeah,
Godspeed, I'm
going to take
sir.
Those 17
Godspeed.
Points. Pick number 3. I'm going against you on this one. I'm taking the Saints plus 3 at Chicago against the Bears. We don't exactly know who the quarterback is going to be for the Bears in this game. The Saints are a 5-1 team, and I don't see a reason why they should not win this game. And I'm getting 3 points. So give me the Saints plus those 3 at Chicago. Pick numero cuatro, if I get my paper together here. Lamar Jackson coming off a huge, huge game last week. And I think he's going to continue along those lines. So I'm going against a team that has served me well so far this year.
I was going to say, Seattle's been very good to you this year.
They have, but they're going to just have a little stumble here.
Okay.
Give me the Ravens plus 3.5 to beat top the Seahawks in Seattle. And finally, a couple of teams that seem to be sort of trending in different directions a little bit. I'm feeling the Eagles this week at Dallas. So give me Philadelphia plus 3 over the Cowboys.
There you have it, Mr. Maestro. All right, Mike Fugelman, game behind. You got some work to do. What do you got?
All right, well, I won't gain any ground here because game one is going to be a family game. I'm also picking the Titans minus the 2.5. I think you're going to see a little surge from them with Ryan Tannehill playing quarterback. Mariota has been awful most of this year except against the Falcons, and I'll get to them later, but you, me, and Harris can score against the Atlanta Falcons right now. And the Chargers are just not as good as we thought they were going to be coming into the season. They're really banged up. They have injuries everywhere. Phillip Rivers has not looked very good except in garbage time against the Steelers and a couple other games. At home, I like the Titans to win that game. Game number two, I'm with you. And against Harris, I like the Bears minus the three. They're well-rested coming off the bye. We know that you said it. They're angry after the way they played against the Raiders. And I avoided picking against the Saints with Drew Brees out and Teddy Bridgewater playing quarterback. But without Alvin Kamara and against that Bears defense, I don't know how much the Saints are going to be able to score. So I like the Bears minus the three at home. Game number three, I'm going to actually, his next game, I'm going against Harris, a team that he's picked all year. I like the Seahawks against the Ravens at home. The Ravens have not impressed me, I mean, most of the year. They're good enough to win a couple of games, but this, I mean, the Seahawks are a much better team than some of the opposition they faced. I mean, Russell Wilson is on a roll right now. I mean, he's the MVP of the league so far, and I like them to win this game. The line jumped out to me a little bit. The Seahawks are a great home team. To only be a favorite by 3 points at home, a little fishy, but I'm going to lay the points anyway with the Seahawks. Game number four, I like the Eagles to not only cover the 2.5 points against the Cowboys, I'm going to throw a little bit on the money line. I think they win the game outright. Two teams that are struggling in the NFC East both have to bounce back after tough losses. The Cowboys, a couple tough losses. I just think the Eagles are a better team, not a much better team, but a better team. And Doug Peterson said earlier in the week, they're going to win this game. I don't know why. I believe them. I think the Eagles win Sunday night. And game number five, I alluded to this earlier. I'm taking the Rams minus three. This is a get-right spot for them. The Falcons are terrible. Todd Gurley might not play again. Malcolm Brown might not even play for the Rams. But I think Jared Goff bounces back, and it's enough for them to win this game by more than three. I mean, the Falcons right now, every game should be Dan Quinn's last game.
Can't fight against that logic. For Fleegs, he's got the Titans laying at 2.5, the Bears laying 3, Seattle laying 3, Eagles plus the 2.5, and the Rams laying at 3. Harris got heads up. He's got the Baltimore Ravens plus 3. They're both riding with the Eagles plus 2.5. They are heads up with Harris going with the New Orleans Saints. He's also got the Dolphins plus 17. And we got a family beak, the family wager, the Titans laying 2.5. And for yours truly, it'll be a local twang with the Giants laying the 3, the Jets plus the 9.5, the Titans laying the 2.5, family play right there, Bears laying the 3, and then last but not least, the Oakland Raiders plus 5.5. They have it, the Week 7 on Locks of the Week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.